good success that come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. And we ask, oh God, that you bless everyone. Let no one return back the same way. Grant everyone that encounter they will never recover from. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains creating meaningful success. Today, we are starting a series which is called Creating Meaningful Success. A lot of people actually think that when they succeed, then they are going to feel fulfilled, but nothing could be further from the truth. We need to find a sense of meaning even before success comes. Or whatever happens around us, whatever the circumstances, whatever the challenges are, if you know that there's a purpose behind your life and behind everything that happens around you, then it's going to make a lot of difference. Now, let's remember that the Bible says that to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. And then the Bible says God makes all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So, it's really important that we understand that everything that happens around us, whether good or not what we expect, there is a purpose for it. Well, let me explain that properly. Now, the devil may bring some things around us with his own purpose, trying to destroy us or bring us down or make us lose our faith. But one thing is sure though, that while the devil is planning his own, God is always sitting, watching him. And because he already has a principle that says all things work together for the good of those who love God, before the devil knows it, it will work for good. Remember, when the devil was trying to destroy Jesus, he didn't even know that he was trying to help Jesus to fulfill purpose. That is exactly what's happened to you. No matter what you are going through, even if it's not what you want, the devil is actually helping you accomplish purpose. And we're going to dive deeper into that today. So, the first thing I'm going to mention is that we need to understand that we are either making life meaningful or making meaning out of life. And we understand that very well. Now, for the second part, we've all probably heard this statement that you make lemonade out of lemons. Now, lemon is one of the epitome of anything that is sour. You know, when you taste lemon, it's acidic, it's sour, it's not something that you can compare with, let's say, normal orange or any other thing. But instead of looking at how difficult this lemon is, somebody said, okay, you know what? Let's make lemonade out of it. He has said, okay, let's make meaning out of this thing that is not very palatable. This thing that is not very interesting. Let's make some meaning out of it. Let's make every moment count. Now, someone is going to say, but in my life, I've gone through a lot of challenges. I've gone through a lot of things that I don't want to happen. Well, instead of complaining and worried about those things, we should actually make lemonade out of those lemons. We should make those things count. We should turn those things to meaningful experiences. The devil meant it for evil, but it has been turned to good. Remember when it came to the life of Joseph? His brothers meant it for evil, just like the devil always means things for evil. But guess what Joseph said? He said, God has sent me ahead. God has sent me ahead to preserve souls. And remember Esther also. God said, for a time such as this. The devil meant it for evil. Haman meant it for evil. But guess what happened? They revenged all their enemies more than ever before. And everybody began to fear them. The devil meant it for evil. So, making meaning out of every situation in life is where we can begin to turn things around for our good. It's where things that are meant to be for evil, that the devil meant for evil, when we make meaning out of it, then it becomes useful for the kingdom of heaven. So, for example, maybe somebody was abused when they were young. Instead of carrying bitterness, yes, I know it's a very difficult situation, but we can also still make lemonade out of that lemon. What if you rejoice and say, Father, thank God I was able to escape. I didn't die in this situation. Now I can teach other people how not to be sad, how not to be suicidal, how to be able to overcome that situation. Have you failed several times? Now you can teach people how not to fail. Have you succeeded all your life? Now you can teach people how not to fail. So there is a meaning for every circumstance, every situation. We can turn it around for our good. Now, we are going to look at some situations in the Bible, some circumstances in the Bible, and what they can mean for us. For example, the rich fool, he had success in his own life, but he didn't make good meaning out of it. He thought it was only for his own good. And guess what God did? God snapped his life out of his hands and said, you know what? Enough. You didn't know that there was a meaning, there was a reason for your success. Number one, he could have done so many things without success. He could have remembered his family. He didn't mention his family. He could have remembered his friends, his neighbors, the poor, and all those around him. No mention of that. It was just all about him. Number two, he could have thought about how he could translate that into something that could benefit other people. You know, sometimes when we think about giving, what comes to our mind is how we actually take that resource we have, how we actually give it out. But that's not always the case. Sometimes what we need to give is actually the experience. Because when you give people gifts, they're going to finish it. But when you give people knowledge, when you give them the experience, you teach them the things you have learned so that they don't go through it, that is more impactful. That rich fool could have also done that, could have said, oh, my land gave more fruit than I ever thought. Now I can teach other people how to achieve the same success. But it was all over himself. He was just thinking about himself. Now someone else could say, oh, but that success, what about failure? Yes, you went through some challenges in life and you overcame them. Why not translate that to something that can teach other people to show them how to actually excel and prosper? That is creating meaning out of that negative situation. The devil meant it for evil, but you can turn it around for good. Solomon, after all his success in life, guess what his conclusion was? Vanity upon vanity. Because at the beginning, the only reason he desired success was to be a blessing to the people of God. He said, God, I'm but a child. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to go in. I don't know how to do anything. Just help me to be a blessing to these people. And God gave him that blessing. Eventually, it's like he began to lose sight of the reason for which God gave him those resources. And guess what happened? Everything became meaningless. Everything became useless to him. He began to try all manner of things, married all manner of wives, all manner of women. It's only someone who has lost purpose that could have been doing that. So we're going to look at different areas over the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about marriage, the purpose of marriage, childbearing, and things like that. Business, career, and all that. There is a purpose. There is a reason. Everywhere you find yourself, there is a reason why you are there. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. So the question is, what blessing am I bringing to every place I find myself? How am I being a difference? How am I being the light, the salt? What difference am I making? And let's remember, like I said before, that success does not give you and I meaning. No. Success does not give us purpose or fulfillment. In fact, we have seen over and over again, people became successful and then they committed suicide. That means success did not give them fulfillment. Something was still missing. And that's why, for example, anyone listening to this who has not surrendered their life to Christ or who has backslidden, there's going to be a hole in their heart that only God can fill. See, God made our heart so big that nothing else in this world can fill it except Him and His purpose. The moment we divert away from that, we're going to do all manner of inconvenient things. That's why the Bible says in the book of Romans that those people, they refuse to retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things that are inconvenient. Of course, we see it all over us. All the movements, all the leftist movements and all that. Things that are not convenient, things that naturally you are going to be like, I don't understand. How do you think this is normal? But well, they refuse to retain God in their memory. And what happens after that? He gives them over to do things that are not convenient, things that are not naturally supposed to be, things we talk about. It's now normal to them. To the extent that even when you are normal, they make you feel like you are the one who is not normal. Why? They refuse to make the meaning out of the purpose that God has given them. Life keeps us busy with situations and circumstances. Meaning or purpose create noteworthy situations and circumstances. Now, those are two things. Number one, we must understand that life will always try to keep us busy with circumstances, with situations, things we want to change, things we don't like, things we want, and all that. Life will keep us busy. But out of all those situations, everything happening, we must make meaning out of everything that happens. Have you had success? Look back, reflect on it, make meaning out of it. What is the meaning of this? What is the purpose of this? You almost had an accident, but God saved you. What have you learned from that situation? What did you do that made that to happen? What was the mistake? We learn from it. We make meaning out of it. So that number one, we can avoid it next time. Number two, we can teach other people how to avoid it. In fact, the moment you begin to think about teaching other people, showing other people the way, then we are beginning to live above the normal life, above the mediocre life. Because the mediocres think about themselves alone. But people who think about other people, how do I help other people to avoid this thing or to experience this thing? Those are the people who are already living the higher life. That's why Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. Don't just think about yourself. You have the salvation. Think about other people. You experience them every day. I experience them every day. What am I going to do differently? Have I even taken time to pray? Instead of judging them, have I taken time to pray? Make meaning out of every situation. Somebody talked to you anyhow. What is the meaning? What did I do? What can I change? How can I make sure I don't react the same way I reacted? And like I said, lack of meaning or purpose leads to suicidal thoughts or attempts. What is the purpose for this episode or this series of episodes? Number one, to know that you are created for a purpose. We need to understand that there's a purpose for which we are created. Most people started talking about that, you know, years ago, and it seems like a lot of people have relaxed on that. But it's still true. The word of God is true. He made us for a reason. He made us for his worship. We're going to talk about that. But number one, you were created for a purpose. You and I, we were created for our individual reasons that God created us. Some people, God created them to just be deliverers to other people. Like I'm talking about massive, all of us are little saviors. But some people are created to draw many people out of the shackles of sin. Some people are created to just make life better for other people, especially believers. So what have you been created for? In any way, it wouldn't be about you. It would be about two people. Number one, about God. Remember 90 degrees? Up and horizontal. Vertical and horizontal. Number one, up to God. Number two, a blessing to the people. Whatever it is that your purpose is, if you can't find those two definitions out of it, then it's an ambition. It's not God's purpose. It must bring glory to God. It must be a blessing to other people. And it's only when those two conditions are met, that is when you are going to feel fulfilled. That is when you and I are going to be blessed. The kind of blessing we're talking about, not just financial things, and even finances. Because even in business, if you want to succeed, you just need to be a blessing to as many people as possible. Solve big problems for big people, or solve many problems for many people. That is the easiest way to make it in business. So if you're struggling in business, it is either because you have not solved problems for as many people as possible, or that you are not solving big problems for rich people or big people, for kings and priests. So it's not time to give up. It's time to keep finding out, what can I do next? How can I do it better? How can I multiply it? So number one, you were created for a purpose. That is the first thing that this series of episodes will be talking about. Number two, we need to know that everything God created around you, around me, is for a purpose. Everything that God created around you and around me is for a purpose. What is the purpose of everything God created around you? The car you have, what is the purpose? The business you have, what's the purpose? The job you got, your career, what's the purpose? Let's find it out. It's not just about knowing this is why I was created. Yes, but what about other things that God has given you? Other things that you can find around you. What is the meaning? What is the purpose of that thing? Then number three, the reason for this episode, for us to make meaning out of every situation and circumstance around us. So number one is to be able to revisit that topic of purpose. Why were you created? Why was I created? Number two, to know that everything God created around me is for a purpose. what is the purpose of everything he created? When I know the purpose, I can maximize those things. The number three, to make meaning out of every situation and circumstance around me, to make meaning out of them. That yes, I don't understand why it happened, but I can make some meaning out of it. I can create some wonderful reasons to rejoice, to praise God out of it. So we're going to be looking at number one, why were you created? Why was I created? Number one, to worship God. Everything about us was primarily to worship God. For thou art created, all things and for thy pleasure, they are that were created. Everything that God created, we were created to bring him worship, to bring him honor. Remember when God delivered the people of Israel, what did he tell them? He said, release my people that they may go and worship me. He gave them all the gold, everything, for his worship. Remember, God rescued them from slavery and said, you know what, Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me, that they may worship me. The word serve is deep. And that's exactly what the word worship means. But I choose the word serve because in service you are worshiping. Every time you serve someone, you are giving honor to that person. You are giving respect to that person. You are pleasing them. So the word service is even deeper than worship. And when many of us hear the word worship, all we think about is raising up hands and crying and singing slow songs. But it's deeper than that. It's just part of it. The word worship actually means service. You are serving God. You are honoring him. You are adoring him. You are respecting him. You are actually taking your time to do what he wants. Those all fall under the word serve. So if you really want to serve God genuinely, then we will worship God. We will honor him. We will bring him pleasure. Every time you leave your purpose, you are bringing God pleasure. Every time you wake up in the morning, you lift your hands, you can lift it. You walk, you can walk. You are fully representing God. And you are actually bringing pleasure to God. There is something about pleasure that most of us really don't know. And when we talk about pleasure, it's most times in the negative. But the word pleasure is not really negative. It's a word that God himself used to describe how and why he created us. So God wants us to bring him pleasure. Now, if you watch a movie, what are we doing? Pleasure. There's just something that makes you happy inside of you when you see that movie. And for those of us who already have children, when you see your children, especially when they sleep, not when they are not sleeping, no, especially if you have boys, when they are sleeping, amen, just enjoy them. Enjoy looking at them. They bring you pleasure. That's exactly how it is with God. Every time you're just alive, you're bringing God pleasure. Every time you do his will, you're bringing him pleasure. Every time you stand for righteousness instead of unrighteousness, we are bringing in pleasure. So, we were created for the purpose of worshiping God, of bringing in pleasure. And, like I said, worshiping God is the true reason for your freedom from bondage, from the house of slavery. Like God said, he said, let my people go that they may serve me. And where are the first places people try to find meaning? Remember, we're talking about creating meaningful success. Meaningful success. Success that makes sense. Success that has a meaning. That is not just there for being sake. We know a lot of people. Okay, for example, I will just be careful here. Some people have won election. And you know that, no, this is not success. This is actually failure. You forced yourself into the place. It's success because it's successfully claimed that election at whatever stage, whether you know at the lower level, middle level, higher level, wherever they are, that people didn't really want in position, and they've wiggled their way there. They are successful at getting that position, but is that really success? So, success is when, like I said, God is pleased, the people are also pleased. That is true success. So, where are the first places people try to find meaning? You don't find purpose in the list of the things I'm going to mention before, and of course, the list is not exhaustive, but you fulfill purpose through them. You don't find purpose in them, even though you can create meaning out of them, but you fulfill purpose through them. They are just channels through which you fulfill your purpose. And you must understand that these areas have a purpose for which they are established. These areas that we're going to be looking at, and we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks, they have a reason why God established them. But you don't find purpose in them. You can make meaning out of them, but you don't find purpose in them. In fact, you fulfill purpose through them. Number one, marriage and family life. Some people think, oh, I'll be happy the moment I get married. Well, go and ask a lot of married people. We know that you have to be happy by yourself. It's not marriage that will make you happy. Maybe you'll be happy for the first few weeks of getting married because of the marriage or because of the wedding. You'll be happy. But you know that at the end of the day, that is not what is going to make you happy. You have to be a happy person yourself. You have to have the joy of God inside of you. That is why you can be happy. Why are people getting divorced if marriage makes people have purpose and meaning? That shows you exactly why. People buy cars and then at the end of the day, they sell it. If that car is really making you happy, why are you selling it? It fades away. It's just ephemeral. It's temporary. The joy is temporary. It's for a short time, short-lived. But when you have purpose, then that thing can make sense. So for example, somebody who's going to get married, maybe a single who wants to get married. Now, you have purpose. That is why you want to bring somebody else to your life. Or you are joining someone else who aligns with your purpose. So as a man, for example, who wants to get married, you need to find out your purpose. And then look for a woman that can align with that purpose. Or whose purpose also aligns with yours. And then you can flow together. But if you want to get married and then use that as your purpose, then there will be a lot of wahala in that place. Raising children. Some people just wake up and say, I want to have children. 5, 10. But why? Why do you want to have those children? We have to find out the purpose of having children. And then when they are coming, you know there's a purpose why they are coming. There's a purpose why you are a father. There's a purpose why there are children under you. And me, of course. So, business and career. Some people think, oh, let me just have this business and have all money and I'll be happy. Well, as business owners, you understand that it doesn't work that way. You must be joyful in yourself. You can make meaning out of that business you found yourself. You can make meaning out of that career you found yourself, that promotion you just got or whatever. You can make meaning out of it. But man, it won't give you meaning in life. You can make meaning out of it and your purpose will find expression in that success you've had. In ministry, some people think, oh, because it's God's work, then I'm going to find purpose in it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Go and ask a lot of pastors who are frustrated. Why do some people start pastoring and stop? Men, maybe there are not many in Nigeria anyway. But over here, you see a lot of people who started as pastors. They are now in business. They are doing so many other things. Why did they leave? So ministry doesn't give you purpose. Purpose brings you into ministry. Purpose is what sends you into ministry or gets you married or gets you into business or gets into career. Purpose is what directs you there. Or if you find yourself anywhere, then you can now make meaning out of it. Make meaning out of every situation. Learning, an occasion for Thanksgiving. Have you been tempted and you overcame it? Make meaning out of it to avoid that in the future. And when we're talking about making meaning, it's like instead of you allowing things to weigh you down or to allow things to become your God, you make meaning and put them in perspective. Put them where they belong. So for example, something good has happened to you. Fine, we have rejoiced, we have thanked God, but make meaning out of it. What have I learned from that good thing? How can I multiply it? That would be my own thing. If God wants it to increase, then how do I multiply it? What steps will I take? And the people of the world, I can tell you, they do this very well. When they have success, they find a way to multiply it. An occasion for Thanksgiving. What has happened to you? God says, in all things give thanks. For all things give thanks. So whatever has happened, the meaning is to turn it to an occasion for Thanksgiving. And then second to the last, temptation. When temptation comes your way and you overcome it, make meaning out of it. For example, it's not only your temptation, even the temptation of others. For example, we've seen from the temptation of Joseph in the Bible. Now we've learned from it. And the Bible also told us that, or tells us that, flee fornication. So now we've made meaning out of that situation. So if anyone around us is saying they are super strong and they are super woman when it comes to temptation, when it comes to sexual things, what do? You tell them, hey, see Joseph, you flee. Don't stay when it comes to things like this. And then finally, is it a test? is an examination. Some things come looking like temptation, but they actually test. God is actually testing what is in your mind to see who you are. Of course, these things sometimes come as a devil tempting you, but it also is a test and an exam. Because when you pass, the devil doesn't promote you. God promotes you. So even though the devil meant it for evil as a temptation to bring you down, it becomes an examination to lift you up. And I pray that even as we wrap up today, that everything that happens around us, I pray that we receive the fresh grace from God in heaven to be able to make meaning out of them, to be able to fulfill our purpose. And even as we look at the rest in the expanded mode for the rest of the month, I pray that God empowers us to begin to live a purposeful life. Not just a life of purpose, intentional life based on the purpose that God has given us. I pray that God releases that grace to you and I. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. That's the end of the episode today. Welcome to the month of November. And just as a word of encouragement, whatever you've been trying to push for from the beginning of the year, if it has not come, don't give up. Don't say the year has ended. The year has not ended until the time changes from 31 to the 1st of January. From 31st December to the 1st of January, anything can still happen this year. And great things will happen this year. Wonderful things will happen this year in the name of Jesus. So don't give up. Keep changing your strategy. Keep moving. If it has not worked, and you know it's not the devil, and definitely it's not God, then it's you. It's for you to find out the next thing. If one has not worked, use the next thing. If that doesn't work, go to the next one. If that doesn't work, go to the next one until you achieve the purpose you are looking for. In fact, what the end of the year should mean for you and I is we intensify our efforts in the right direction, not just in any direction, in the right direction. Intensify it. So at the end of the year, you can look back and say, all those things I wrote at the beginning of the year, I was able to see them fulfilled. And I pray in the name of Jesus that as we begin to take these steps, that we have good success indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for joining, and God bless you. In Jesus' name. The good success.com.